Star Wars 7x7 episode 3510. I'm bringing back in the Star Wars conversation cards. We've picked those out from time to time here on the podcast. And today I'm picking one that involves Grogu, and I would love to hear your thoughts on the particular question we're going to talk about today. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So we've done this a couple of times on the podcast, and I thought it'd be fun to do it today. So Star Wars conversation cards, we had Kelly Knox, who created these cards and the little fun booklet that accompanies it. We had her on the podcast last year, and we've occasionally picked out a conversation card to talk about here on the podcast and to ask you what you think as well. So I picked one at random, and it was card number 29, which is, what is your favorite Grogu moment? Inside the little booklet it says, Grogu was a youngling at the Jedi Temple when the horrific events of Order 66 transpired at the end of the Clone Wars, but he escaped with the help of an unknown ally, because this was written before Season 3 of The Mandalorian. Many years later, he meets the Mandalorian, Din Djarin. At Mando's side, Grogu stops a charging mudhorn in its tracks, channels the Force through a seeing stone on Tython, and calms a rampaging rancor. So for me, I pretty much know what my favorite Grogu moment is, and it involves Carl Weathers, and I've talked about it on the podcast. But just for the heck of it, I thought I would pick out moments from all three seasons of The Mandalorian, and also from the Book of Boba Fett as well, since he appears in that. And for the most part, the moments that I like are actually comedic in nature. Although the one from the Book of Boba Fett is the one for me that's like the heartfelt one. It's when Din Djarin and Grogu are finally reunited, and Grogu just jumping into the Mandalorian's arms was just so sweet and beautiful. And also, you know, amidst the chaos of everything that was happening in that, you know, giant, you know, season-ending battle and whatnot. For Season 3 of The Mandalorian, it was Grogu getting the repurposed IG-11 as a droid he could steer around. And so the yes and no's, especially that first moment when he's walking around Navarro and going, yes, 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 right in the main drag there. I still laugh every time I'm watching. I'm laughing thinking about it. The second season moment I would pick is actually funny, but it's also kind of horrifying, quite honestly. It's just how Grogu kept going after the frog lady's eggs, and it wasn't only until a little bit later that we realized that, oh my gosh, there was potentially an extinction level situation happening. If Grogu had eaten all of the eggs, then their whole species might have ceased to exist. So that was like, oh, yikes, that's a really bad thing. And yet it was so comical that he kept going after the eggs and somehow managed to get a lot of them too, even when they were trying to prevent him. But my all-time favorite is, of course, when Grogu heals Greef Karga after the attack by those creatures in the middle of the night on Navarro. And it's, I guess really it is kind of more of a Carl Weathers favorite moment, because as soon as Grogu approaches him, he's like, he's gonna eat me! And it was such an unexpected line. I mean, with Grogu being so tiny and Carl Weathers being, you know, a full adult, like, buff dude, but also beautiful in its way too, because Grogu at that point had to be able to sense the emotions that were going on in Greef Karga that moment and was not freaked out by it, especially with everything that had been going on there. Like, for someone who is, for all intents and purposes, a baby as a character, I mean, that must have been a heck of a lot to process, and yet he was still able to, you know, get through everything that happened and heal Greef Karga from a life-threatening injury. So that's four favorite Grogu moments, and I keep wanting to add on to them. I mean, like, I would name the, you know, soup sipping as an honorable mention while the Mandalorian and Cara Dune are fighting and he's just going, you know, and hanging out. I'll also throw in him going, wee, and throwing his arms up when the Mandalorian is spinning the Razor Crest around. This is in Season 2 in the Siege episode, but he's had all those blue macaroons and then he ends up throwing up all over the place. And it was wicked cute that he kept stealing the control knob on that lever on the Razor Crest. So, all right, that's 7, so I gotta stop at 7 for sure. But Absolutely healing Greef Karga. That moment was my favorite Grogu moment the whole time. I think it would be a close tie for me for second between him going yes in IG-12 or IG-11, I guess at the time, versus him eating the frog lady's eggs. But I would love to know what you think. What are your favorite Grogu moments? So if you're catching this on YouTube, comments are right there. I would love to hear what yours are. If you're catching this on Spotify, there's a Q&A thing, so drop your A's right there. And if you're catching it anywhere else, then please head over to the blog post for the show's episode at sw7x7.com. Leave your comment there. And that is going to do it for this episode of the show. If you enjoy the show, I hope you'll consider sharing it with other Star Wars friends and fans that you know. I hope you'll consider leaving a rating or review on your favorite app of choice and subscribing or joining or following, depending on what the app calls it. And what would be really amazing is if you would even consider just for $1 a month, you can support the show and help its production continue to thrive as we approach the 10-year anniversary of the podcast by going to patreon.com/SW7X7. And so it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode. As always, and may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.